Professor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess.
Now, the most popular resolutions revolve around money and alcohol and diet. What is it about these areas that draw people to them during this New Year's resolution making period?
Jess, these are essentially lifestyle changes where you're looking at the idea of working out ways of increasing money so that you can have a better lifestyle, alcohol in terms of reducing the health risks of alcohol consumption and trying to moderate that, and diet, of course, in terms of losing weight, feeling much better with yourself and having a better self-identity. So these are effectively about self-perception, self-identity, and lifestyle changes.
I always think of January as like my very own personal renovation show for my life, trying to fix all the little bits and pieces that don't necessarily work. What characterizes a resolution that is likely to fail? Is there anything that will you know, almost certainly fail when it comes to our resolutions?
Yes, well, one is more of a sort of a wishful thinking. I would like to lose weight without a specific goal, and certainly in the absence of motivation. And I think that's the key issue. If there's no motivation, no desire, no specific reason as to why you should do this, then it's going to fail. And this is part of the difficulty. Most of the resolutions occur after the sort of heavy drinking and eating of Christmas. And then people then don't have the clear motivations. If, for example, you have some sort of condition and the doctor says you have to lose 4, 5, 10 kilos, otherwise your health is going to fail, then there you have a strong motivation, and that will then hopefully kickstart you into doing something about it.
For most people, changes like diet and spending are pretty big life changes, and they require a lot of effort. How easy is it for the human brain to adapt to new patterns of behaviour?
It requires a habit change. The difficulty is what we call temporal discounting, and that is that we have a plan of, say, losing 10 kilos. That is a long-term plan that we're working towards. But when we're confronted with the passion fruit souffle in front of us during a meal, the short-term goal or the short-term reinforcement supersedes that of the longer term. And this is why it tends to fail. What people need to do effectively is to start looking at making small, achievable goals in the short term and working up towards the longer, larger goals or objectives.
Around this time of year, we see a lot of advertising, a lot of marketing that's telling people to make these changes to their lives to keep their New Year's resolutions. We get a lot of pressure from family and from friends. Do you think that this pressure, this external pressure that we feel around this time of the year, helps or hinders goal setting and resolution making?
It can be both. It depends on how that level of support is provided. If it's perceived more as in terms of pressure or nagging or other people sort of trying to coerce you into doing something, then there's a natural resistance towards that. On the other hand, if it's very supportive, if other people join in with you and work towards helping you achieve that particular goal, then it can be successful.
Now, you mentioned before making manageable, kind of smaller short-term goals as well as those long-term goals. What would you say dictates or could set us up for a successful and a maintainable resolution? What would be your top tips for keeping those goals throughout the year?
I think having somebody externally monitor and support you in a positive way, I think, is important. This is why going to the gym, it's always good to have a buddy with you, because then you start to feel that you're letting down somebody else. But I think effectively the main thing is to have a longer-term, larger goal, but then breaking it down into small, manageable goal, either on a daily basis that you provide some degree of reinforcement and satisfaction that you're achieving something. And it's like a long chain. Each link slowly builds up to produce that longer chain. So if you're focusing more on the little individual links, rather than creating the chain as a whole, I think is the important part. So monitoring, getting reinforcement for small goals, and having some external support and a buddy to assist you, then I think these are the key things that will assist you.
I think there's some really good tips. I feel reinvigorated already. I'm going to go put these all into practice with my goals and my resolutions now. Professor, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. Thank you.